Well, good afternoon.
下午好。
Glad you're all still here.
很高兴你们还没走掉。
We're going to take up two sessions on God's work of providence.
好，我们看第二堂课，有两堂课有关神的护理的。
And I'd like to begin by reading two relatively lengthy portions of Scripture.
好，我开始的话会读两段比较长一些的经文。
Job chapter 12.
约伯第十二章。我们大家一起来读。你且问走兽，走兽必指教你；又问空中的飞鸟，飞鸟必告诉你；或与地说话，地必指教你；海中的鱼也必向你说明。看这一切，谁不知道是耶和华的手做成的呢？凡活物的生命和人类的气息都在他手中。耳朵岂不试验言语，正如上膛尝食物吗？年老的有智慧，瘦高的有知识，在神有智慧和能力，他有谋略和知识。他拆毁的就不能再建造，他捆住人便不得开释，他把水留住，水便枯干，他再发出水来，水就翻地。在他有能力和智慧，被诱惑的与诱惑人的都是属他。他把谋士剥衣掳去，又使审判官变成愚人。他放松君王的绑，又用带子捆他们的腰。他把祭司剥衣掳去，又使有能力的人轻拜。他废去忠信人的讲论，又夺去老人的聪明。他使君王蒙羞被辱，放松有能力之人的腰带。他将深奥的事从黑暗中彰显，使死人阴险成为光明。他使邦国兴旺而又毁灭，他使邦国开广而又掳去。他将地上民中首领的聪明夺去，使他们在荒废无路之地漂流。他们无光，在黑暗中摸索，又使他们东倒西歪，像醉酒的人一样。
Psalm 104,
诗篇104篇10-31节，我们再同声来读。耶和华使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间，使野地的走兽有水喝，野驴得解其渴。天上的飞鸟在水旁住宿，在树枝上啼叫。他从楼阁中浇灌山岭，因他作为的功效，地就丰足。他使草生长，给六畜吃，使蔬菜发长，供给人用，使人从地里能得食物，又得酒能悦人心，得油能润人面，得粮能养人心。佳美的树木就是黎巴嫩的香柏树，是耶和华所栽种的，都满了枝浆。雀鸟在其上搭窝，至于鹤，松岩是它的房屋，高山为野山羊所住所，岩石为沙番的藏处。你安置月亮未定节令，日头自知沉落。你造黑暗为夜，林州的百兽就都爬出来。少壮狮子吼叫要抓食，向神寻求食物。日头一出，兽便躲避卧在洞里。人出去做工，劳碌直到晚上。耶和华，你所造的何其多，都是你用智慧造成的。 遍地满了你的丰富，那里有海，又大又广，其中有无数的动物，大小活物都有。那里有船行走，有你所造的鳄鱼游泳在其中，这都仰望你按时给它食物。你给他们，他们便食起来；你张手，他们饱得美食；你掩面，他们便惊慌；你收回他们的气，他们就死亡，归于尘土；你发出你的灵，他们就受造；你使地面更换为新。愿耶和华的荣耀存到永远，愿耶和华喜悦自己所造的。
What we're going to do in this session,
好，在这一堂课里，
is we're going to give the biblical framework for the doctrine of providence.
我们会为这神的护理之功的教导架一个架构。
And then in our last session together,
在最后一堂课呢，
we're going to look at the practical application of the doctrine of providence.
我们要看到神的护理之功的教义的实际在生活上的应用。
And so let's pray together and ask for the Lord's help.
让我们首先来祷告，求主来帮助我们。
Our Father, we come once again into your holy presence.
天父，我们再次来到你的圣恩座前。
And we ask for your help.
我们求你来帮助我们。
Father, your word tells us that apart from you, we can do nothing.
主，你的话语告诉我们，离开了你，我们什么都不能行。
And so we trust in you.
所以我们信靠你。
We depend upon you for all things.
我们凡事都依靠你。
We pray that you would grant us grace to speak.
求你给我们恩典，能够说出你的道。
And grace to hear.
也给我们恩典，能够听懂你的道。
For the glory of your name.
为了你的名的荣耀。Amen.
We saw in our previous two sessions the divine decree.
前面两堂课我们看到了神的神的谕旨。
We can think of God's decree as the blueprint.
我们想到神的谕旨就像是一个蓝图。
Then creation would then be the construction.
那么神的创造之功呢，就是神的蓝图上的架构。
And then providence would be the daily operations.
那么护理呢，就是每一天的实际操作了。
God's decree was in eternity past.
那么神的谕旨是在永恒过去所定的。
God's providence is working itself out in history.
那么神的护理就是在实际的历史上实现出来。
The larger catechism asks, what are God's works of providence?
大要理问答问道。神的护理之功是什么呢？
The answer is God's works of providence are his most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing all his creatures, ordering them and all their actions to his own glory.
好，答案就是神的护理之功乃是神为了自己的荣耀和极其圣洁的智慧的全能的保守统管并治理他所造的万物以及一切的动静起坐。
In the Heidelberg Catechism, question 27,
在海德尔堡要理问答的第二十七题，
it asks, "What do you mean by the providence of God?"
问何谓神的护理之功呢？
The answer is the Almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were, by His hand, He upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures.So that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come, not by chance, but by his fatherly hand.
好，答案是无所不在、无所不能的神，好，好比借着他大能的手托住并治理天地万有与他所造的万物。以至于树木或花草雨季或旱季丰收或荒年吃喝或食物健康或疾病贫穷或富足一切所有发生的大小事物点点滴滴都不是出于偶然或是机遇乃是出自于天父的慈手
The Bible teaches us
好，圣经教导我们
That God is perfectly working out his plan
神正在按着他完全的旨意在行使他的计划
through his sovereign providence.
借着他的主权的护理。
And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at a number of scriptures.
我们要看的是要看几段经文了。
That show God's providential control over His created world.
看到神在万事上都在他所造的万物中都在施行他的护理之功。
So the first is God's providential control over nature.
好，第一呢，我们要看到神对大自然的护理和掌管。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 45.
马太第五章四十五节。这样就可以做你们的天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，降雨给义人，也降雨给不义的人。
And so, who causes the sun to rise?
是谁叫太阳升起来的？
It's actually God who causes the sun to rise.
是神叫太阳升起。
Who sends the rain?
是谁降下雨来的？
It's God who sends the rain.
是神降下恩雨。
We run the risk of having too natural of a view of God's world.
我们有时候认为这一切都自然，自然现象是个很危险的。
Arthur W. Pink says, when you complain about the weather,
W. Pink 有一个人他说，当你埋怨天气不好的时候，
you're arguing against God's providence.
你在跟神的护理在辩论。
Amos chapter 4 verse 7.
阿摩斯四章七节说道。在收割的前三月，我使雨停止，不降在你们那里。我降雨在这城，不降雨在那城。这块地有雨，那块地无雨，无雨的就都枯干了。
Acts chapter 14 verse 17。
使徒行传十四章十七节。然而为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常，这是神常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
It used to be in our country,
在我们这个国家啊，以前
that if there were prolonged periods of drought,
有时候会有很长时间的干旱。
A governor of a state could call for a day of prayer.
这个州长呢，就会叫整个全州的人一起来祷告。
Recognizing that God was in control of the rain.
因为他承认了神在控制降雨。
Nowadays, if someone were to do that,
今天如果有些州长呢，要有一个祷告日，
they would be considered a religious fanatic.
他就会被认为这个人宗教狂。会被认为是宗教狂。
But the Bible tells us that it's God who sends the rain or withholds the rain.
那圣经告诉我说，降雨或者不降雨都是神在掌管。
It's God who causes crops to grow or not grow.
是神叫庄稼长起来或者使庄稼长不起来。
Psalm 104 verse 14.
好，诗篇一百零四篇十四节，他使草生长，给六畜吃，使菜蔬发长。供给人用，使人从地里能得食物。
We think grass growing is just a natural process.
我们认为，这个草长起来不过是自然现象，是自然的过程。
But it's actually God who causes grass and vegetation to grow.
其实是上帝使蔬菜或者花草生长的。
Psalm 148:4-8.
诗篇一百四十八篇四到八节，天上和天。和天上的水，你们都要赞美他。愿这些都赞美耶和华的名，因为他一吩咐，便都造成。他将这些立定，直到永永远远。他定了命，不能废去，或是不能越过。所有在地上的大鱼和一切的深海，火与冰雹，雪和雾气，成就他命的狂风。
Notice that last expression in verse 8.
哦，注意哦，最后一段第八节。
So whether it is the water or the hail or fire or storm,
不论是水啊，还是火啊，或者云啊、雪啊、雾啊，这些
it's all fulfilling God's word.
这些都成全了他的话语。
Job 36 verse 32.
约伯第三十六章三十二节，他以电光。遮手，命闪电击中敌人，或中了靶子。
And so, a number of years ago, I was preaching.
啊，大概几年前我在讲道。
On providence.
我正在讲神的护理啊。
And there's a man in our church who runs a Christian radio station.
我们教会有一个人呢，他在掌管一个基督教的广播电台。
And a lightning bolt had hit one of the radio transmitters.
有忽然间呢，闪了电，把广播电台的一根电缆呢给打上了，打到。
And it destroyed it.
把广播都毁掉了。
And everybody was talking about how terrible it was that the transmitter was taken out by lightning.
大家都说，哎呀，怎么搞的？这个电啊，怎么把这个传达器给打烂掉了？电闪光闪电。
And so I read this verse to our station manager.
所以我就把这段经文读给那个经理，电台广播电台的经理读给他听。
And I said, Tom, that lightning bolt hit right where God said it was supposed to.
哎 ，Tom， 经理啊。这个闪电打到神叫他打的地方，打对了。
God providentially governs nature，
因为神对自然护理，他大自然他掌管万有。
But God is also in control providentially over the animals of the world。
不仅如此啊，神也掌管所有的动物，他也护理这一切。
We sang about it a little earlier。
我们刚刚唱到了。
Matthew chapter 10, 29 to 30.
马太第十章二九到三十节，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你的父不许一个也不能掉在地上，就是你的头发也被数过了。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 26.
马太第六章二十六节，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Our heavenly Father actually feeds the little birds as they are eating in the morning.
我这些小鸟早上在吃东西，其实是天父在养活他们。
One morning I was driving down the main street in our little town.
有一天早上呢，我在我们那个小镇里头开车。
And I was stopped at a stoplight.
我在主要街口停在一个红绿灯口。
And there were some sprinklers that were on a lawn on the corner.
Sprinkler.
Watering.
有那个洒水机在那个角落在洒浇水。
And so the grass was all wet.
所以草呢都湿了，都洒到水了。
And the birds came and landed on the wet lawn.
然后有一些鸟就来了，停在那潮湿的草地上。
And what were they looking for?
他们在找什么？
They were looking for worms.
在找小虫虫。
And as I watched the little birds pecking at the ground for their worms.
我看那个小鸟啊，在草地上在找虫虫，在那。
I thought.My heavenly Father is feeding those birds.
我在想，哎，天父正在喂养这些小鸟。
That's how the Bible wants us to think about God's creation.
这就是圣经要我们怎么样思考神所造的万物。
Psalm 104:21.
诗篇一百零四篇二十一节。少壮狮子吼叫，要抓食，向神寻求食物。
An old British writer said this.
有一个英国的作者这么说。
His all-wise providence has appointed beforehand what bough the bird shall perch upon, what grains it shall pick up, where it shall lodge, where it shall build, on what it shall live, and where it shall die.
神全智的护理早就预定了雀鸟会在哪根树梢上歇息，捡起哪些谷粒来，搭窝在什么地方。靠什么为生？死在什么地方？神早就预定了。
So the Bible teaches us that God is in control over nature.
所以圣经教了我们，神掌管护理着大自然。
God is in control of the animal kingdom.
不但如此，神也掌管护理着所有的动物。
He will feed a little sparrow.
他会喂养一只小雀鸟。
And yet he's also in control of the nations.
同时他也掌管着所有的列国列邦。
Daniel chapter 2 verses 20 and 21.
但以理书第二章的二十到二十一节。好，但以理说，神的名是应当称颂的，从亘古直到永远，因为智慧能力都属于他。他改变时候日期，废王立王。将智慧赐予智慧人，将知识赐予聪明人。
Psalm 33, verse 10.
诗篇三十三篇第十节，耶和华使列国的筹算归于无有，使众民的思念无有功效。
Romans 13 and verse 1.
罗马书十三章第一节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And so God is the one who sovereignly rules over entire nations.
所以神掌管所有的国度。
He's the one who establishes rulers and kings and presidents.
是他立起了君王、总统这些掌管权柄的人，都是他所立的。
He's the one who deposes of kings and rulers and presidents.
他也废掉总统、国王这些掌管权柄的。
And so, in our own country, we look at our president.
所以在我们的国家，我们看到我们的总统啊。
And we say, well, he was democratically elected.
哦，他是民主选举选出来的吗？
That's true.
没错，没错，是民主选出来的。
But there's a bigger truth than that.
但是有一个比这个更大的真理。
And that is that God has appointed him.
就是神定他做总统。
God is the one who establishes rulers.
是神立定他的掌权者。
And it doesn't matter whether it's the United States.
不管是美国也好。
Or Iraq or Iran.
伊拉克、伊朗。
Or China.
或者中国。
The fact is, God governs all places, all peoples, all nations.
事实上，神掌管所有的地方，所有的国度，所有的百姓。
God has the prerogative to raise up righteous rulers.
神有权柄兴起正义的君王。
And he also has the prerogative to raise up tyrants.
他也有权柄兴起暴君。
Like Nebuchadnezzar.
像尼布甲尼撒王这样的暴君。
And so God sovereignly governs the nations.
所以神主宰着所有的万邦万国，他护理掌管。
The Bible also teaches us that God is in providential control over the decisions and actions of men.
圣经也教导我，神对人类的决定和行动也护理掌管。
Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9.
箴言十九章第十十六章第九节。人心筹算自己的道路，为耶和华指引他的脚步。
Now, how many of you have ever made a plan?
你们当中有没有人曾经做过一些计划、一些筹算呢
？You've made plans?
有啊，有没有
？Okay, all four of you.
只有四个人。
We all make plans.
我们都做计划，都做安排，都做筹算了。
How many of us have had our plans always go according to our plan?
有多少人你所计划的必定实现，总是照着你所计划的成就，有没有？
We make our plans, and a lot of times they don't work out.
没有，我们有我们的计划，但往往我们的计划呢不能成全。
And Solomon tells us we make our plans.
所罗门告诉我们说，我们可以做我们的计划。
But God is the one who directs our steps.
唯独耶和华指引他的脚步。
Charles Bridges, an old Puritan,
一个清教徒这么说
says, as rational agents, we think, consult, act freely. As dependent agents, the Lord exercises his own power in permitting, overruling, or furthering our acts. Thus, man proposes, God disposes. Man devises, God directs.He orders our will without infringing our liberty or disturbing our responsibility.
好，这个人清教徒这么说：身为有理性的人呐、啊，有头脑的，我们可以自由的思想、商讨、讨论与行动。然而，我们更是必须依赖主的人，他，我们的主，有权行使他自己的主权，或者允许，或者推翻，或者促进我们的行动。所以。谋事在人，成事在天。人可以提议，神可以否决；人可以打算，神却在引导。神可以指导我们的决策，同时却没有干涉我们的自由，也没有剥夺我们的责任。
Let's consider these biblical examples.
我们看一些圣经里的例子。
Proverbs 21:1.
箴言二十一章第一节，王的心在耶和华的手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转。
And so Solomon is telling us that a king is the most powerful person in a, as a human being.
你知道所罗门在说王 在人类当中是最有权柄的最有势力的。
But even the king's heart is in the Lord's hand.
但就算是王的心都在上帝的手里。
We have a young man in our congregation.
我们的会众当中有一个年轻人啊。
He works for a law enforcement agency.
他为这个警察局在工作。
And he wanted to move and live in Nevada and work in California.
他要搬到 Nevada 州，但是呢，要在加州工作。
But his agency had a policy.
但是他的警察局呢，有一个政策。
And the supervisor who had been there for many, many years.
他在他们当中的管理人呢，这个负责人。
Had put a policy in place.
多年的管理人他定了一个policy 一个。政策
He said, if you work in California, you cannot live in Nevada.
如果你在加州工作，你不可以在 Nevada 另外一个州工住。
And so this young man had filed three petitions.
所以这个年轻人就三次申诉请愿
asking for the policy to be changed.
要改变上面的政策。
And the supervisor continued to say no.
但是那个监督的人呢，不断说不不不。
At a prayer meeting,
在一个祷告会里头
，this young man raised his hand.
这个年轻人就举手了。
And he told us of his prayer request.
他就把他的祷告代祷事项告诉我们。
Because he was going to be getting married soon, he wanted to live in Nevada.
因为他就要结婚了，他想要住在 Nevada 州。
And so we needed to pray that the policy would change.
我们要祷告，求主改变那个政策。
He said the chances of the policy changing are zero.
他说呢，这个上面的监督改变政策的可能性是零鸭蛋。
The supervisor is very determined in his position.
因为上面的管理人呢，上司非常的坚决。
I said, if the king's heart is a channel of water in the Lord's hands,
我说，就算君王的心都在耶和华手中，好像龙沟的水随意流转了。
Then your supervisor's heart is a channel of water in the Lord's hands.
那么你上面的上司的心更是在神的手里头，如同龙沟的水。
And so let's pray that God changes his heart.
让我们祷告，叫神改变你上司的心。
The next week he came back to prayer meeting.
下个礼拜他回到祷告会。
He said, "You won't believe it."
他说难以置信啊。
The supervisor changed his policy.
我的上司竟然改变他的政策。
After all of these years,
这么多年来的常规。
The king's heart is like a channel of water in the Lord's hands.
因为王的心在耶和华手中，如同龙沟的水随意流转。
It's God who turns it wherever He pleases.
是神随意转动人心的。
Psalm 105, verse 25.
诗篇一百零五篇二十五节，使敌人的心转去恨他的百姓，并用诡诈待他的仆人。
This text actually tells us.
好，这段经文真是教我们
that God turned the hearts of the Egyptians.
神把这些埃及人的心转变
against His own people.
转去恨他自己的百姓
，so that he could deliver them through Moses，
好叫神借着摩西可以拯救释放他的百姓。
Notice Genesis chapter 20 verses 1 to 6。
再看到创世纪二十章二到六节，亚伯拉罕称他的妻子撒拉为妹子 sister。Okay, should I read the whole thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay， 基拉尔王。亚比米勒差人把撒拉就是亚伯拉罕的太太娶了去但夜间神来在梦中对亚比米勒说你是个死人呐、啊，因为你娶了那女人来她原是别人的妻子亚比米勒却还没有亲近撒拉他说主啊连有义的国你也要毁灭吗那人岂不是说自己对我说她是我的妹子吗就是女人也自己说她是我的哥哥我做这事是心正守节的神在梦中对她说我知道你做的这事是心中正直我也拦阻了你免得你得罪我所以我不容她沾着你沾着她
And so God tells Abimelech, "You're a dead man."
所以神对亚比米勒说，你是个死人呐。
Because the woman you've taken is married.
因为你娶了那个女，你娶来那个女人已经结了婚了。
And Abimelech says, "Hold on a second."
哎，亚比米勒说，这神啊，不，等会儿。
I didn't touch her.
我没沾她，没碰她。
I didn't touch her in the integrity of my heart.
我心里头我也没有，嗯，我是正直的，我没有做什么坏事。
And God says, "You're right."
神说，没错，没错。
It's because I didn't let you touch her.
因为我不要你碰她。
And so God is not only sovereign over the actions of men, but He also keeps people from doing things.
神不仅仅在掌管人的行动，而且神禁止人做他不要做的事情。
Notice these other passages quickly.
我们再看看其他这些经文，快快
的看。Deuteronomy 2:30.
申命记二章三十节。但西实本王西宏不容我们从他那里经过，因为耶和华你的神使他心中刚硬，性情顽梗，为要将他交在你手中，像今日一样。
Joshua 11:20.
约书亚是 14, right?
11.
Oh, sorry, I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
14,
no problem.
Okay.
Judges 14:1-4.
士师记十四章一到四节，参孙下到拿亭，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。参孙上来禀告他父母说：“我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。”他父母说：“在你弟兄儿女中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子？何至你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？”参孙对他父亲说：“愿你给我娶那女子，因为我喜悦她。”他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击非利士人，那时非利士人辖制以色列人。
This is not a biblical pattern for how to find a wife.
哎，这不是圣经教你找老婆的正规方式啊。
But it does illustrate the point.
但是这说明了一点啊。
Samson said, "She looks good to me."
参孙说，那女孩很漂亮，我喜欢。
Go get her for me.
我就要娶她。
And his mom and dad said, "Oh no, not a Philistine."
他爸妈说，不，非利士人，那个外邦人不行啊。
And the inspired text tells us it was from the Lord.
但是神所启示的话说，这竟然是出于神的，出于耶和华的。
Now, young men, this is not a warrant to date Philistines.
年轻人小心啊，别去找非利士女人啊，这不是给你一个保证啊。
You will have to answer to your pastor if you do.
如果你去找外邦非利士女人，我要找你算账的。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 25.
First Samuel. 撒母记上第二章二十五节，人若得罪人，有士师审判他；人若得罪耶和华，谁能为他祈求呢？然而他们还是不听父亲的话，因为耶和华想要杀他们。
It's a very, very sobering passage.
这是很叫人胆战心惊的话语。
First Kings chapter 12 verse 15.
王上第二章十五节，王不肯依从百姓，这事乃出于耶和华，为要应验他借着示罗人亚西亚对尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安所说的话。
And then finally, Esther 6:1-3.
最后以斯帖第六章一到三节，那夜王睡不着觉，就吩咐人取历史来念给他听。正遇见书上写着说，王的太监中有两个守门的，比探和提列，想要下手害亚哈随鲁王。莫迪改将这事告诉王后，王说，莫迪改行了这事，赐他什么尊荣爵位没有？伺候王的臣仆回答说，没有赐他什么。
So who was it who gave the king insomnia?
是谁叫王睡不着觉的，使他失眠的？
It was God.
是上帝叫他失眠。
Who was it that governed that a certain chronicle should be brought in and read?
是谁掌管好叫王想起要把这些历史的资料拿来给他读呢？
It was God.
是神叫他们做的。
And so through the king's insomnia and then reading the boring chronicles.
所以借着王的失眠还读那些叫人读不尽的历史记载。
God worked to preserve his people.
神在其中动工好叫他的百姓得到保守。
And so the Bible teaches us that God has providential control over the decisions and actions of men.
所以神圣经教导我们，神对人类的决定和行动在护理掌管一切。
And then we have God's providential control over quote random events.
好，神对机遇和巧遇、巧合、偶然的事情的所谓的掌管护理。
Now, I come from the state of Nevada.
我从 Nevada 那一州来的。
And gambling is legal.
那里赌博是合法的。
And there are some people in our state who have the next verse as their life verse.
我们有些人呢，就是下这段经文拿作当作是他们的生命的经节。
Go ahead.
Okay. 签放在怀里。定是有耶和华。
The passage is really quite amazing.
这段经节真是叫人惊讶啊。
The lot is like a dice.
这个签呢，就是这个手里那叫什么东西啊？
And Solomon says it's cast into the lap.
好，这个筛子呢，签放在怀里。
And the decision is from the Lord.
但是最后的决定是神定的。
The point of this proverb,
这一段经文的要义意思是
is that an event that seems to be the most random,
人看来是似乎是完全巧合偶然的一件事情
is actually governed by God.
其实是神在掌管护理。
Again, this is not a warrant.
当然，这不是给我们一个 license, 一个自由。
You know what I'm saying, right? This is not a license to go and gamble away your paycheck saying the Lord's going to give me sevens.
这不是说把你
I'm sorry.
Okay. 这不是说你可以去赌博然后神会祝福我让我赌赢。
All right.
好。
Charles Bridges says it teaches us, this passage,that the things we conceive to be accident are really under providence. What is chance to man is the appointment of God. The instructive lesson to learn is that there is no blank in the most minute circumstances. Things not only apparently contingent, but depending upon a whole train of contingencies are exactly fulfilled.
好，这个清教徒说，这教导我们，我们以为是碰巧的事儿，其实都在神的护理之中。对我们来说是偶然的相遇，但对神来说却是必然的约会，是预约。我们需要学习的功课是，在人生最小的、最细微的遭遇中，每个细节都有神的参与，没有一点空白。万事不仅是有明显因果关系的事情，而且是错综复杂、一环扣一环的事情，都万事都互相效力。按照神预定的旨意，点点滴滴精确的应验。
One last example.
好，最后一个例子。
In the book of 1 Kings,
在王上
King Ahab is the ruler of the northern kingdom Israel.
亚哈王是北国的王。
And King Jehoshaphat was king of the southern kingdom.
约沙法是南国，就是犹大的王。
And they decided to join forces together.
他们决定要一起联军。
And so Jehoshaphat wanted to know if there was any prophet who could bring the word of the Lord to them.
南国的约沙法王呢，想要知道有没有一个先知可以把神的话带给他们。
And so Ahab has all of his prophets who always prophesied positively for him.
所以他就找那些成功神学的亚哈王，把这些先知，把他的先知全部都招来。
And Jehoshaphat thought something was rather fishy.
但是约沙法王呢，觉得不太对劲儿，你找这些先知有问题。
And he asks, "Is not there a prophet?" Of the Lord that we may really inquire from.
他就问有没有一个耶和华的先知，我们可以向他求问呢？
And Ahab said, well, there is, but he always just says negative things.
亚哈说, 有一个神的先知, 但他总是讲那些不好听的事情。
And so Jehoshaphat said, well, bring him in.
约撒法王说, 带他来。
So the servant went and got the prophet Micaiah.
所以仆人就去把那个叫什么名字啊？该亚法那个先知请来。
And he said, all the prophets are saying positive things to the king.
米该亚，所以这个仆人就对他说了，所有的我们的王的先知啊，都讲的是吉言，是好听的话啊。So
make sure you bring a positive message too.
米该亚，你要讲正面的，不要讲负面的，要讲积极的信息。And
Micaiah walked in.
所以米该亚就来了。And
he said, "Yes, you're going to win."
米该亚说，是你肯定打赢的，一帆风顺，凯旋而归。
Go ahead and fight.
去吧，去上战场打吧。
God will be with you.
神与你同在。
And Ahab said, tell me the truth.
你跟我讲实话。
And Micaiah says, you're going to be scattered and you're going to die.
米该亚说，你的百姓必要四散，你也要死掉。
And so Micaiah gets thrown in jail for telling the truth.
米该亚呢，因着说实话就被关到监狱里。
And Ahab has to figure out how not to die.
亚哈呢，就要准备好怎么不死掉。
So Ahab says to Jehoshaphat.
所以亚哈就对约沙法王说，
You dress up like the king.
你呢，穿着的像王的朝服，像王一样。
And I'll just dress up like a normal soldier.
我就假装我是个土。 土八路小兵,
he knew that they would be after the king.
他们知道他们肯定要打王的,
and so he thought he was safe.
他就认为自己很安全，穿着像兵一样。
And so as Ahab is in his chariot,
当亚哈在他的战车上的时候,
dressed up as a normal soldier,
穿得像一个普通小兵一样,
we read in 1 Kings 22:34,
我们读到22章34节,
go ahead.
有一个人, 随便开弓，恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝里。王对赶车的说：“我受了重伤，你转过车来拉我出阵吧。”
And so Ahab tries to escape.
是亚哈想要逃跑。
But here's a man with a bow and arrow, and he just randomly just shoots without aiming at anything.
这里有一个人手里拿着弓和箭，他就随便那么射一枪，没有任何的目标，漫无目的的发弓。
Think of all of the physics of that arrow going through the air.
你想想啊，这个物理定律啊，它这个弓在天上，呜，漫空游行啊。
There was no plan for it.
它没有任何计划，这个箭。
And that arrow came down and hit Ahab in the joint of the armor.
那个箭竟然射到他的夹缝之间。
Maybe an inch and a half of room.
也许里头这只有一寸或者一寸半的空间啊。
And God had his finger on that arrow.
但神的手放在这个箭上。
All the way to its intended mark.
一路指挥他到要到达的目的地。
And so what even seems to be the most random of all acts,
所以在人看来似乎是最巧合、最偶然的行动,
is providentially governed by the hand of God.
也在神的手的护理和掌管之中。
How many times in our own lives have we actually experienced something where we knew that it was God's hand?
在我们自己生命中啊, 我们经历一些事情, 我们知道是神的手在背后掌管。
Many years ago,
很多年前,
I was driving down I-10
我在10号高速公路上开车,
from Los Angeles to Palm Springs,
从洛杉矶到 Palm Springs, 中旅程,
and I'm driving about 70 miles an hour.
我开大概70公里时速,
and it was hot, it was summertime.
是夏天很热,
and I had my arm up on the door.
我的手呢放在门边,
and I had a baggy shirt on.
我有一个很大的像我那么大的衬衫在上面。
And as I was driving down the highway,
当我在高速公路上开车的时候,
I felt something go by my hit my shirt.
我感觉到有东西打到我的衣服。
And then I heard a loud thud.
我就听到砰。
And I didn't know what it was.
我不知道啥玩意儿。
And so I continued to drive.
我继续开。
And when I stopped my truck,
当我停下我的卡车，小卡车，
I got out, and on the floor
我出来, 我看到地上,
was a large lug nut.
有一个很大的螺丝钉的那个, 那个螺丝头啊, 那个,
from a semi-truck.
从一个中型的卡车上面掉下来,
a truck that was coming the opposite direction.
从我对面方向来的一部大卡车,
threw a lug nut off of its rim.
它从它的车轮上 丢了一个螺丝帽, 对,
it flew in through the open window.
这个就进到了打开的窗,
I don't know how fast.
我不知道有多快,
nicked my shirt.
弄到我的, 衬衫,
and hit the back of my truck.
然后就打到我的车的后面。
I am thankful for the providence of God.
我为着神的护理感恩啊。
All it needed to do is be over 4 or 5 inches. Boom, I'm dead.
只要再过来3-4英寸, 我就完蛋了。
Our lives are so fragile.
我们的生命是如此的脆弱。
And we should be thankful for a God who governs even random events in our lives.
我们要感恩啊, 我们的神掌管我们生命中最细微的一些小事情。
Now, we're going to talk about something that's a little more difficult to comprehend.
我们继续要讲一些比较难理解的一些事儿。
We're going to talk about what are called second causes.
就是所谓的第二因啊, 就是次因。
And so God has the plan.
神有一个大的总的计划。
He's working out things towards the end.
他在使万事效力达到最终的目标。
But there are means that he uses to get to the end.
但是其中呢, 他有很多的途径, 他要借着这些工具途径来达到最后的终极目标。
Let me illustrate second causes in a plain way.
让我解释什么叫次因, 或者更清楚的解释何谓第二或者次因。
You made a decision to come to this building today.
好, 你决定了, 你要来到这个 教堂里,
you made a plan.
你做了个计划,
but you didn't just make a plan and then it happened.
你不仅是做了个计划, 它就自然就成就了, 不,
you had to pick up your keys.
你必须拿起钥匙来,
walk out to your car.
然后到你的车,
start the car.
然后开车,
and then drive here.
然后开到这里来,
getting here was the goal.
到这里是最终极的目的。
The second causes
中间的这些次因啊, 中间的第二因,
were all the things you needed to do to get here.
就是你所需要做的很多的事情, 才能够达到最终的目的, 到达这里。
And so God not only plans the end,
所以神不仅仅计划了最终的结局,
but he also plans the means.
他也计划了其中的次因, 就是中间的途径。
Now what this means,
这个意思就是,
is the exclusion of chance.
就是排除了偶然和机遇的可能性。
There are people who believe in chance.
有人相信什么偶然啊, 碰巧啊,
and luck.
好运啊。
And the fact is that there's no such thing.
但是事实上没有什么碰巧, 没有偶然, 没有刚好。
The Belgic Confession says,
在比利时信仰告白里这么说,
we believe that the same God, after he had created all things, did not forsake them or give them up to fortune or chance, but that he rules and governs them according to his holy will, so that nothing happens in this world without his appointment.
好, 比利时信仰告白说, 我们相信神创造万物之后, 并没有离弃他所造之物, 或任凭他们受命运或者机遇的摆布, 反之, 他继续按着他圣洁的旨意治理掌管着万有, 因此没有他的定旨, 什么都不可能发生。
If you ask the average unbeliever,
如果你问一个普通的非信徒,
how did the world come into existence?
这个世界从哪来的? 怎么形成的?
They would say, well, just by chance.
他们会说, 是自然形成的, 刚好碰巧形成的。
You could ask an unbeliever, why did certain things happen to certain people?
你可以问一个不幸的人, 这个事情为什么发生在他身上啊? 为什么呢?
Why was that soldier killed and that one lived?
为什么这个士兵给杀掉了, 这个存活下来呢?
They would say it was just chance.
他们会说这是碰巧运气。
I like what American theologian R.C. Sproul says about chance.
我喜欢一个美国的神学家叫 R.C. Sproul 他说的。
Sproul says if chance existed, it would destroy God's sovereignty.
他说如果机遇就是碰巧偶然存在，他就会毁掉，就是否决神的主权。
If God is not sovereign, he is not God.
如果神不是主宰一切的神，他就不是神了。
If he is not God, he simply is not.
如果他不是神，他就不是神了。
If chance is, God is not.
如果机遇或是巧合存在，那神就不存在了。
If God is, chance is not.
如果神存在，那么机遇就不存在。
The two cannot coexist by reason of the impossibility of the contrary.
这两者是水火不容，不共戴天，不能并存的。
I say that chance has no power to do anything because it is simply not anything.
我说机会或几率没有能力成就任何事，因为它本身就不存在。
It has no power because it has no being.
它没有能力，因为它没有实体。
Nothing cannot do something.
不存在的事不能做什么事。
Nothing is not.
不存在就是没有。
What are the chances? Chance can do anything?
机会能够成就的事情的几率是什么呢？
Not a chance.
答案是没有任何机会。
It has no more chance to do something than nothing has to do something.
不可能成就什么事，它不可能成就，正如无有不能变成有。
Try that one on your college professor.
你把这个跟你的大学教授讲一讲。
On occasion, the Bible does use the word chance.
有时候圣经也会用这个字啊，机会或者是几率。
Ecclesiastes 9:11 would be an example.
传道书九章十一节就是个例子啊。我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必能胜。智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会或是机遇、几率。
One Old Testament scholar says it like this.
有一个旧约的学者这么说。
On the lips of an Israelite, chance means what is unexpected, not what is random. The Hebrew word means something that happens.
在以色列人口中啊，机遇就是机会的意思，是意料之外的事，没想到的，不是碰巧发生的事。这个希伯来字的意思是发生的事情，机遇就是发生的事。
I've taught my children that there's no such thing as chance or luck.
我教我的孩子啊，世上没有所谓的运气或者是机会、机遇。
One day when my boys were little,
有一天当我孩子还小的时候，
they were playing football on the front lawn.
他们在打美式足球，在我们家的前门前院。
With some friends,
跟一些朋友在打。
And my one son threw the ball.
我的儿子呢丢了个球，美式足球。
My other son made a spectacular catch.
我另外一个儿子呢就很精彩的抓住了橄榄球，啪。
And the neighborhood boy said, "That was lucky."
我旁边的邻居的孩子说，啊，这个是你的运气好。
And my youngest son says, "There's no such thing as luck."
但我的小儿子说，世上没有所谓的运气。
Luck is from the devil.
运气是从撒旦来的。
And so the Bible teaches us that there are second causes.
这圣经教导我们有所谓的次因啊，或者是第二因。
The second causes are the means to reach the end.
这个次因就是神所使用的达到最后的目标的途径。
They are necessary to accomplish the end.
他们是达到最后目标必须要经过的过程，必须的。
The second causes are also free.
而且呢，次因也是必须，不但必须，而且是自由的。
That is, there's no external coercion by God.
就是说神没有从外界强加一些次因。
In other words, let me explain by what we mean by free.
让我解释一下什么叫做自由的，次因是自由的，什么意思？
When you decided to come here today,
当你决定你要来参加这个聚会，今天。
We could say God appointed you to be here.
我们可以说神已经预定了你要来这里。
But we don't mean that God twisted your arm behind your back and made you get into your car.
我的意思不是说神把你扭手臂扭转，强迫你进到你的车里去。
God didn't coerce you.
神没有强逼你，压迫你。
You decided freely.
是你自由的决定。
You grab your keys freely.
你抓起你的钥匙，你自由的抓起来。
You drove here freely.
你开车，你过来自己决定的。
We also say that second causes are contingent.
我们也说呢，这个第二因也是有因果关系的。
So as they happen in history and time and space,
好，就是他们在历史跟时空当中顺其自然有因果关系的这样发生的，有一连串的因果关系发生。
They're in cause and effect relationship with everything else that happens.
他们跟世上所有的事情都有连锁关系，因果关系都连在一块儿。
And so the Bible would teach us that God's providence doesn't violate second causes, but rather establishes them.
所以圣经教导我们，神的护理之功非但不违背次因，反而建立了次因。
Theologians give us a word for this.
神学家呢给我们一个字啊，来解释这些。
It is the word concurrence.
这个字叫做同时并进。
It is God working.
是神在做工。
At the same time and with.
同时跟着。
Man's working.
跟人的工作一起在同时并进。
There is an example of this that we see in the Bible.
在圣经里头，我们可以找到一个例子。
Second Samuel.
撒母耳记下。
24:1。
24章第一节。耶和华又向以色列人发怒，就激动大卫。好，耶和华激动大卫，使他吩咐人去数点以色列人和犹大人。
So who incited David to number the people?
是谁激动大卫去数点人数的？是谁？是耶和华，是神。好。
Who?
好。
They say God?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You said God. Good.
对，没错，是神，没错。
Okay.
正确答案。
All right.
标准。
Bien. Now, look at verse 10.
再看第十节。大卫数点百姓以后，就心中自责。祷告耶和华说：“我行这事大有罪了，耶和华，求你除掉仆人的罪孽，因为我行甚是愚昧。”
Now hold on a second.
哎，等一等。
Verse 1 says God did it.
第一节说是神激动大卫去数点人数的。
In verse 10, David says I did it.
第十节大卫说是我做了，我犯罪了，我做的。
Which one is right?
到底哪一个对啊？
Who's wrong?
谁错了？
The answer is they're both right.
答案是两个都对。
God incited David to do it.
没错，是神激动大卫去数点人数的。
But as David did it,
但是大卫自愿做的。
He knew that he was responsible for it.
他要负责任，他责无旁贷。
And now to make matters even more complicated.
现在把事情搞得更复杂呢。
First Chronicles 21.
我们再看带上的21章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
Now I'm really confused.
我现在真是头脑混乱了。
It says God did it.
起初说是神。
And David said he did it.
那现在大卫数点。
And now this text says Satan did it.
这一段经文说是撒旦激动大卫。
Is the Bible schizophrenic?
圣经是不是神经分裂？
And the answer is no.
答案是不。
It is a concurrence.
这是叫做同时并进。
God working in and through David.
神借着大卫在动工。
David actually making a free choice.
大卫也自己自由选择做了这样的决定。
And Satan actually tempting and moving David to do the sin.
而撒旦呢，却在激动，而且在引诱。
The Bible does not put us in a position
圣经不把我们放在一个地位上
of having to decide who did it.
叫我们决定到底是谁做的这些事情。
The Bible teaches us that there was a concurrence of all three.
圣经教了我们这三件事情都同时并进，又是神，又是大卫，又是撒旦。
From our previous sermon,
在我们前面的一篇道，一篇信息
we talked about Joseph and his brothers.
我们讲到约瑟跟他的弟兄们。
Joseph's brothers' evil actions.
约瑟的兄弟们的邪恶的行动。
They were completely responsible for.
他们要负责任，他们做的坏事，他们要罪疚难逃。
God held them responsible for doing what they did.
神帮助他们。
God held them responsible for doing what they did.
因着他们所做的事情，他们要向神交账。
But God also worked through what they did to accomplish His purpose.
神也借着他们所做的恶事来成全他的善功。
We also talked about the crucifixion.
我们讲到基督的钉十字架。
God used the acts of evil men to accomplish a purpose.
Sorry. 神用恶人的行动来成全他的旨意。
The secondary causes were Judas's betrayal.
中间的次因是犹大的出卖主。
And Pilate's cowardice.
还有比拉多的胆怯懦弱。
And the Jewish leader's jealousy.
还有犹大领袖的嫉妒。
And the Roman soldier's cruelty.
还有罗马兵丁的残酷。
Each and every one of them were responsible before God.
他们每一个人都在神面前要交账。
But God used those things as second causes.
但是神用这些所有的事情成为那次因来成全他的旨意。
One last example.
最后一个例子。
The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 27.
Acts 27. Okay.
We're not going to read the whole thing. I'll just tell you the story.
使徒行传第27章, 我们再看一个次因的例证, 我告诉你这个故事, 不用读。
Paul needs to go to Rome because he's going to be on trial.
保罗需要去罗马, 因为他要站在法庭受审, 在尼禄王面前受审。
And so as he boards the ship to head to Rome,
所以他上了船, 要奔向罗马。
The ship runs into a storm.
那个船呢, 就碰到了一个大风暴。
And the men were afraid that the ship was going to crash and they were going to perish.
船上的人很害怕，船会翻掉, 然后里头的人都会死掉，淹死掉。
Now look at verse 22.
你看看22节啊，现在
22 to 24.
到24节，现在我还劝你们放心啊，你们的性命。 一个也不失丧，唯独失丧这船，因为我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我旁边说：“保罗，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒的面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。”Okay.
So Paul says there's going to be no loss of life.
所以保罗告诉他们说，没有人会死掉，没有人会丧失生命。
And on what basis does he make that statement?
他是根据什么能够这么说呢?
An angel came from God and told him.
因为从神而来的天使把将来要发生事情告诉他。And
the angel told him, you will be in Rome before Caesar.
天使告诉他，你必定站在该撒面前到罗马去。So
is there any chance, is there any possibility?
所以有没有任何的可能性?
That ship will not reach its destination.
这个船不会到达神所定的目的地，有没有这可能性？
It is absolutely certain the ship will reach its destination.
是绝对的，那个船一定会到达神所定的它的目的地。
Now the storm gets worse.
但是这个风暴越来越糟糕了，越来越大了。
And the sailors decide that they're going to try to escape and get off of the boat.
这水手呢，决定他们要跑掉，要从船上溜走。
And now look at verse 31.
再看31节，保罗对百夫长和兵丁说：“这些人若不等在船上，你们必不能得救。”Yes.
And so Paul is telling them, if you get off of the ship, you're going to perish.
所以保罗告诉，如果你们这水手跑掉的话，你们就死定了，你们会死掉。
And then look at verse 34.
再看34节, oh, no more. Sorry.
Oh, okay. At the end, Paul says, you have to stay on the ship.
好，最后呢，保罗说，你们必须留在船上。
And someone might say, well, I thought the ship was going to get there no matter what.
有人可能说，哎，不是神定了吗？这个船一定会到达目的，不管什么发生，一定会到达。
So I don't have to worry about it.
我不用担心啦。
And Paul says, no, you have to actually follow orders.
那保罗说，不不不，你必须听从我的吩咐。
And so God not only decreed that they would get there to Rome safely,
神不仅仅定旨了他们会到达罗马，安全到达。
But God also gave warnings and means that would get them there safely.
神而且给他们一些警告，告诉他们怎么样才能够安全地到达罗马。
Now in the next session,
好，下一个段落。
We're going to talk about the practical application of this to our lives.
我们会讲到这神的护理跟我们生活有什么实际的相关的应用。
But if we take what the Bible says seriously,
那如果我们认真地考虑圣经所说的话，相信神的道，
then we realize that there are no accidents in our life.
就是在我们生命发生的任何事情，没有一件是偶然的，是恰巧的。
God is never surprised.
神永远不会吓一跳，不会出他意料之外的事情不会发生。
He's working out his plan.
他正在把他的预旨施行出来。
He's working out the details.
他把预旨的细节一点一滴的。
He has the end in view.
他不仅有那最后的终极目标在他的眼中有。
And he has the means by which we're going to get there.
他更已经计划好了其中的次因，就是中间要到达最后目标的途径。
And so we say from time to time.
所以我们常常会那么说。
Great is thy faithfulness.
你的信实何其广大
O God my Father
哦、oh, 我的主我的神
There is no shadow of turning with thee
在你没有转动的影儿
Can you trust a God who is in absolute control even over the details of life
你能够信赖这一位掌管万有甚至你生命中的细节的这位掌管万有护理万有的上帝吗
The answer should be a resounding yes
这答案应该是一个毫不犹豫的阿们
Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have determined the end from the beginning.
天父，我们感谢你，你从头至尾，你都已经立定了。
We thank you that you're not only in control of the purpose and the goal.
我们感谢你不仅仅定了最后的目标和目的。
But also the means by which we get there.
你也命定了其中我们要达到最后目标的途径和次因。
Father, we pray that you would use these truths
父啊，我们求你借着这些真理
to strengthen our confidence in you
让我们对你的信心更加的增加
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.comThere you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.